got several questions. The lady in purple in the back, did you have a question? You were raising your hand for a little while.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this is really for all the families. If you've had any experience in the last year with the Army Corps of Engineers and flood damage reduction projects that they are reviewing or considering or proposing. And the reason why I'm asking was that, I'm sorry, I might have asked on the Delaware River. So on the Delaware River, we had experienced a number of proposals and reviews by the Army Corps in the last decade or so, where the Army Corps was going in the right direction, and it was really looking at non-structural options. And then just this past summer, the Army Corps did a proposal on how to respond to catastrophic floods along the Maidstone Delaware River, and all of their options pretty much were structural, including levees. So it seemed like a real backpedal from where at least the Philadelphia district had been headed, and so I was were heading. So I was just wondering if any or all of you have been having some recent experiences with the Army Corps, and which direction, you know, as an agency, you think or feel or believe or have experience they are headed towards.
So I think there's a lot of variation regionally, and depending on the staff in various districts, how open they are to those options. I started talking with the Baltimore District, who are very interested in figuring out how they can do natural approaches within the Chesapeake Basin, and basically take the lessons learned on the coast from Sandy and the rebuilding efforts after Sandy, and trying to apply them in riverine systems. So I think there's a lot of regional variation staff-wise. I don't know if there have been changes in the Philly district that could have resulted in some of that. I'd also be interested in whether there are some of the changes in how the Corps has projects put on their plates that have changed recently, we're going to talk about later, that give local sponsors more of a say and opportunity to propose projects. It seems like that could potentially be influencing things, but it also seems like they maybe were farther along in the process for that to have really been an impact. In general, I think the Corps is the Corps leadership and headquarters. They get it. They get the importance of multiple benefit projects. It's just a very difficult agency to change. So I think there's, you know, very slowly staff and the current leadership are coming around to that idea.
I don't really do much work with the Corps, so I don't want to have anything better to add this evening.
I just wanted to make a specific point, and we've been engaged with, and a number of you have too, in long-term restoration projects such as the Everglades restoration, and we've had regional successes within that ecosystem. The Kissimmee River restoration is well known. She showed the levee relocation, and a quick response of a former ag field into a wetland, quick reestablishment of a lot of natural functionality. Well, we've seen the same sort of thing in the Kissimmee River restoration project, where there was a straight ditch, and essentially we got the core got flow back into the oxbows of the river, and almost immediately you had a positive response. So I'd say that if you let a floodplain be a floodplain, again, you'll get a quick, nature will really move the ball quickly. One thing I'd like to just throw out, and I don't know if any other people have had, just something to think about, is the tendency of the Corps, while we understand the need for strong levee standards to reduce the chances of a nightmare like what happened in New Orleans, and then understand that they have areas that society has decided is really important to maintain for agricultural productivity or whatever, so they want to have a levy system. There's a levy system in place. It's got to be, in those cases where people have made the decision that they're going to protect those areas, they didn't need to maintain those levies at a high standard. But in some cases, the Corps over-engineers things. In the Picayune Strand restoration, they have massive pumps far greater than is needed to protect the upstream areas. And they also, in the Everglades restoration, there's a proposal where they need to put a levee in place, but they're saying that they have to meet the levee standards and basically overbuild it and have a lot more impact on wetlands. And the thing is, what's it supposed to protect? It's not protecting a city. There's a wetland on both sides of where the levee will have to go, but it's part of the restoration project about how they need to move water to achieve other objectives. But there's the Corps saying, we have to, you know, build it to levee standards, and the Fish and Wildlife Service is pulling their hair out because it's going to destroy bird colonies and all sorts of things. So there ought to be cases in natural restoration projects where the Corps should be able to relax the levy standards to make, you know, do more applicable appropriate structures for that those areas.
Thank you. And unfortunately, we're out of time. I cannot take any more additional questions. But if you have a question for any of our speakers, please feel free to come up and ask them. But we need to move on with our meeting agenda, and I'll turn it back over to Marissa. Thank you so much. Let's give our speakers another round. Thank you.